there's a proper way to have communion with someone of the opposite sex, and there's an improper way. It's all about intention. Intention. If your intention is to please your own senses, that is a recipe for disaster. But if our intention is to please Krishna, then it becomes a sacred event, a sacred enterprise in which purification can happen for both parties. But many seem to have lost that discrimination. So now we have the Srimad Bhagavatam. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 I thought I was doing text 29 today, because we did 28 yesterday. Is that all right? You want me to jump ahead and do 30 since that's written? Okay. This is what I had prepared. Thank you for your flexibility. Okay. So I will read the Sanskrit, and then we'll use the board for tomorrow. Evam upasya maneshu svatana yeshvata jagati patir jagatim arbunandye kadashpar vi vatsaranam avyahanta kila purasha karasara Sambhrita Dordanda Yuga Lapitita Morvi Gunastanita Viramita Dharma Pratipaksho Bahir Shmatyas Chanudinam Edamana Pramoda Prasaranayo sinya vidhi pramushita ashvaloka ruchira shveli adibhi parabhuyamana viveka ivanna vabudhyamana iva mahamana bhuje. So, word for word. Evam.
Evam.
Thus.
Thus.
Upashama anyeshu.
Upashama anyeshu.
All well qualified.
All well qualified.
Svatana yeshu.
Svatana yeshu.
His own sons.
His own sons.
Atta.
Atta.
Thereafter.
Thereafter.
Jagati pati.
Jagati pati.
The master of the universe.
Master of the universe.
Jagatim.
Jagatim.
The universe.
The universe.
Arbhudani.
Arbhudani.
One Arbhuda equals 100 million.
One Arbhuda equals 100 million.
Ekadasha.
Ekadasha.
11.
11.
Parivat Saranam.
Parivat Saranam.
Of years.
Of years.
Avyahata.
Avyahata.
Without being interrupted.
Without being interrupted.
Akila.
Akila.
Universal.
Universal.
Purushakara.
Purushakara.
Prowess.
Prowess.
Shara.
Shara.
Strength.
Strength.
Shambhrita.
Shambhrita.
Endowed with.
Endowed with.
Do danda.
Do danda.
Of powerful arms.
Of powerful arms.
Yugala.
Yugala.
By the pair.
By the pair.
Apidita.
Apidita.
Being drawn.
Being drawn.
Morviguna.
Morviguna.
Of the bowstring.
Of the bowstring.
Stanita.
Stanita.
By the loud sound.
By the loud sound.
Viramita.
Viramita.
Defeated.
Defeated.
Dharma.
Dharma.
Religious principles.
Religious principles.
Pratipaksha.
Pratipaksha.
Those who are against.
Those who are against.
Barhishmatyaha.
Barhishmatyaha.
Of his wife, Barhishmati.
Of his wife, Barhishmati.
Cha.
Cha.
And.
And.
Anudinam.
Anudinam.
Daily.
Daily.
Edamana.
Edamana.
Increasing.
Increasing.
Pramoda.
Pramoda.
Pleasing intercourse.
Pleasing intercourse.
Prasharana.
Prasharana.
Amiability.
Amiability.
Yoshinya.
Yoshinya.
Feminine behavior.
Feminine behavior.
Vrida.
Vrida.
By shyness.
By shyness.
Pramushita.
Pramushita.
Held back.
Held back.
Hasa.
Hasa.
Laughing.
Laughing.
Avaloka.
Avaloka.
Glancing.
Glancing.
Luchira.
Luchira.
Pleasing.
Pleasing.
Shveli Adibihi.
Shveli Adibihi.
By exchanges of loving propensities.
By exchanges of loving propensities.
Parabhyuyamana.
Parabhyuyamana.
Being defeated.
Being defeated.
Viveka.
Viveka.
His true knowledge.
His true knowledge.
Eva.
Eva.
Like.
Like.
Anavabhudyamanaha.
Anavabhudyamanaha.
A less intelligent person.
A less intelligent person.
Eva.
Eva.
Like.
Like.
Mahamana.
Mahamana.
The great soul.
The great soul.
Bubuje.
Bubuje.
Ruled. Thank you. Okay. So, the verse as follows. After Kavi, Mahavira, and Savana were completely trained in the Paramahansa stage of life, Maharaj Priyavrata ruled the universe for 11 Arbudas of years. So 11 Arbudas would be 1,100,000,000,000 years. Whenever he was determined to fix his arrow upon his bowstring with his two powerful arms, all opponents of the regulative principles of religious life would flee from his presence in fear of the unparalleled prowess he displayed in ruling the universe. He greatly loved his wife, Barhishmati. And with the increase of days, their exchange of mutual love also increased. By her feminine behavior, as she dressed herself, walked, got up, smiled, laughed, and glanced about, Queen Barhishmati increased his energy. Thus, although he was a great soul, he appeared lost in the feminine conduct of his wife. He behaved with her just like an ordinary man, but actually, he was a great soul. So there's two themes to this verse and purport, and we'll just address one at a time. So the first part of the purport we concern. In this verse, the word dharma pratipakshaha, opponents of religious principles, refers not to a particular faith, but to varnashram dharma, the division of society, socially and spiritually, into four varnas. The four varnas are, can anyone name them for me? Four varnas. Starts with Brahmana. Thank you. And four ashrams. Thank you. So, Prabhupada explains, to maintain proper social order and help the citizens gradually progress toward the goal of life, namely spiritual understanding, the principles of Varnashram Dharma must be accepted. From this verse, Maharaj Priyavrata appears to have been so strict in maintaining this institution, the Varnashram Dharma, that anyone neglecting it would immediately flee from his presence as soon as the king warned him by fighting or administering light punishment. Indeed, Maharaj Priyavrata would not have to fight, for simply because of his strong determination, they dared not disobey the rules and regulations of Varnashram Dharma. It is said that unless human society is regulated by Varnashram Dharma, it is no better than a bestial society of cats and dogs. Maharaj Priyavrata, therefore, strictly maintained Varnashram Dharma by his extraordinary, unparalleled prowess. So right here we will consider the position of Maharaj Priyavrata, who, it's explained, ruled the universe for 11 Arbudas of years. He had obvious conviction and sway over his subjects through his determination to always thinking of the lotus feet of the Lord. This is the secret of the success of his reign as monarch. Because he was always thinking of the lotus feet of the Lord, these lotus feet are the cause of liberation from all material attachment. So if a person has that kind of commitment, then there is no danger of them becoming involved in material desire or material illusion. So he's taking the role of a king and playing it so nicely that those who look up to him have no argument with him. And what he is doing is presenting an ideal model of the grihastha kshatriya personality. Grihastha meaning he's a householder with a wife and children, and kshatriya meaning that he's an administrator. So everyone looks up to him. He carries himself with such firmness that no one would even dare oppose his position or his rules. So what is it that he is promoting, actually? It's saying that he's promoting the institution of Varnashram. And here's a lovely book about Prabhupada's quotes on the Varnashram Dharma and how we can somehow implement it into this Kali Yuga society. I couldn't find the quotes that I was looking for, but generally speaking, what he explains in this book is that everyone needs a certain engagement according to their personality, according to their propensity. So Varnashram Dharma offers each person the right position for their personality, for their talents, for their ways of doing things. And everyone is included. So it's across the board, a very efficient way for a person to be engaged in Shariram Haritoshanam. Everyone has that availability. So it's a very beautiful system, and there actually is, at Prabhupada's behest, we have established a college that can educate people in this. And most of all, the thrust of the Varnashram Dharma is to promote farming and agriculture over the factory lifestyle that we have here in America. Most of the population is involved in either consuming industrialized goods or being part of the industrial megaculture that we have. But still, people need to eat. So farms are therefore an essential and critical part. And as Prabhupada explains here, it's very natural for people to work on the farm, for people to do physical work and to share the fruits with everyone else. It's a very satisfying, inasmuch as we've been given a bad bargain here, human bodies, the farm society can give us the satisfaction that we're looking for. Recently, Devamrita Swami asked a group at Gita Nagari, how many of you would like to become farmers? Here on Gita Nagari, we are trying our best to put out an organic farm community and maintain it. And we need manpower. So how many of you are interested? And I think out of a group of 300 people in the room, 4 people raised their hands. And that is because we are all so addicted to our urban industrialized lifestyle. No one can even conceive of giving that up and going to pick string beans and broccoli and plowing with an ox every day. It's just inconceivable. But this was Prabhupada's ideal. This is what he wanted. And this is what Maharaj Priyavrata was also promoting in his 11 Arbudas of years. 11 million. Yes. Nope.
11.
100 million times 11. So that's over a billion. Anyway, he was very successful with his Varnashram, and so we can look to him as an example. Somehow, our mission is to convince the population at large. Shri Shri Radha Gopin Vallabha Ki. Shri Shri Radha Gopin Vallabha, have a plan for Varnashram Dharma. So, the next part of this report I'd like to read. Srila Prabhupada writes, to maintain such a life of strict vigilance. Maharaj Priyavrata lived a life of strict vigilance. One needs encouragement from his wife. In the Varnashram Dharma system, certain classes, such as the Brahmanas and Sannyasis, do not need encouragement from the opposite sex. So here's another spin on the grihastha life. Kshatriyas and grihasthas, however, actually need the encouragement of their wives in order to execute their duties. Indeed, a grihastha and kshatriya cannot properly execute his responsibilities without the association of his wife. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally admitted that a grihastha must live with a wife. Kshatriyas were even allowed to have many wives to encourage them in discharging the duties of government. The association of a good wife is necessary in a life of karma and political affairs. To execute his duties properly, therefore, Maharaj Priyavrata took advantage of his good wife, Barhishmati, who is always very expert in pleasing her great husband by properly dressing herself, smiling, and exhibiting her feminine bodily features. Queen Barhishmati always kept Maharaj Priyavrata very encouraged, and thus he executed his governmental duty very properly. In this verse, Eva has twice been used to indicate that Maharaj Priyavrata acted exactly like a henpecked husband, and therefore seemed to have lost his sense of human responsibility. Actually, however, he was fully conscious of his position as a spirit soul, although he seemingly behaved like an acquiescent karmic husband. Maharaj Priyavrata thus ruled the universe for 11 arbudas of years. One arbuda consists of 100 million years, and Maharaj Priyavrata ruled the universe for 11 such arbudas. Okay, so that number is 1,100,000,000 years. And such ends the purport. Om Agyana Timidandasya Agyana Tana Salakaya Chachura Om Tamina Tasmai Shri Vira Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Shtati Tamina Bhutale Svayam Rupa Padamayam Radati Sva Padandikam. So we're running out of time, but I did want to take note of the beautiful and elegant program of Varnashram Dharma specifically for grihasthas and kshatriyas. In taking on a partner, they increase their potency to carry out their duties in the material world. This is a very interesting purview of marriage, and it works very nicely if one understands that the husband needs to carry on his work in the external situation outside of the house, and the wife, she remains faithful within and encourages the husband. If one takes on these ideals, then a marriage can work very nicely. And both of the partners in such a union are very important, are greatly valued, and they both understand that they are bettering their particular society by just carrying on their particular duty. And this is so sensible in a world where people, in Kali Yuga, people tend to think of their own selfish interests and their own selfish sense gratification. But if one sees the big picture, that in order to make this colossal picture of human society on planet Earth, in order to make it worth, everybody has their particular, their stage, their ashram, their particular varna. If we just embrace what is right for us and do it with love for Krishna. It's not that there one is more important than the other. Every single station is important. The the material world tends to put one above the other and contain a hierarchy, and oh, you're not so important because you're only doing this, but you're very important because you're the head of a big corporation. This is, it takes a team. It takes a team for everything to function well. And if each person can simply find their particular dharma, Krishna is pleased. And we need not extend ourselves further than that, than to please Krishna. How many times have I seen mothers put their children in daycare so that they can work outside the house and take on big, big responsibilities so they can show their husband, look, I have big paycheck. Look, I have big status. When actually, it's unnecessary. But right now, people are very confused about their own dharma. People don't know what is right and what works and what is natural. We think in our heads, this is what I have to do to make the world a better place. But it's unnecessary. If we simply go inside and consult ourselves well, for instance, as a householder, I've taken on this job, so the bottom line is I need to work cooperatively with my partner and create harmony amongst ourselves. And that harmony is the most beautiful gift that you can give the community. Working together, you're doing different jobs, but there's a harmony. And as Prabhupada explains, one spouse encourages the other. And from that, there is potency. From that, there is influence, and from that, a king like Priyavrata can rule for 11 million years, unopposed. So, yes, please. Really?
Yeah, than with their mother, because the actual brain and the intellectual abilities are actually formed after birth, the neurons in the brain.
Okay.
Because it's not like they really become stupid. It's like, you know, they survive. But I mean, it's better. And that shows, I believe, the message there is that shows the importance of the mother. We're dull because we don't understand the importance of the teacher, the first guru, the mother. Then we see the mother as just a diaper changer. And therefore, mothers, they don't understand mother's first guru and the importance of mother. And then Prabhupada says that if a woman becomes dedicated to a husband, a sudra is faithful, a worker, a vaishya makes a lot of money, punishes the enemy, and a brahmana is very forgiving. In all these circumstances, they become beautiful. Sudra is beautiful when he's faithful, and blah, blah, blah. So everybody's beautiful in their own way. It's like a starry summer night, something on the day.
Thank you so much.
That's what the next time I hear that song, that's what that actually means.
I like it. Anyone else?
There's something that I observe in the university these days. When we talk about Varnashram culture, when we talk about women being faithful and chaste to their husband, we talk about men working outside and women supporting them emotionally, physically. All this right, you know, to get educated. If a boy goes to school, the girl goes to school. The boy has a bachelor's, the girl has a bachelor's. The boy has a master's, the girl has a master's. These are girls even go on to a postdoc after a PhD. Now, after you go on the track, because of the natural flow, then sit at home. That's how they think. They think, okay, so he's making 100,000. I can also make 100,000. Why shouldn't I make 100,000? Or 120,000? Why shouldn't I make 150,000? When he can have a house of his own, why shouldn't I have a house of his own? And that's what they call as equality. If I can stoop, if you can stoop, I can stoop also. Well, in this case, if you say, in this case, we understand that you can rise, even I can rise, and we're equal. But in modern society, we say that if you can become a donkey, I can also become a donkey, and then we're equal. When I see this, it's like it's just penetrating the consciousness, and it's too difficult as a student to imbibe the Vedic culture, because we're just put into this rat race, we're put into this crunch, and it's very difficult to get out of it. If you see definition of any student who says I want to make it big in life, it's synonymous to making more money, it's synonymous to having a big car, a big mansion. The bigger your house, the more successful you are. To hell with your character, to hell with your principles, to hell with the values in life. The more money you have, the more progressed you are. You could be a drug addict, you could be you could be somebody leading a pornographic industry. If you're having billions and billions of dollars, wow, you made it big in life. In comparison to somebody who keeps his values, who cares about values? You don't see values. What you see is, I mean, it's something that's just gone. Even children these days in America, I'm seeing, do you get good jobs? Do you get good money? How do we get, I mean, we as devotees, we're dealing in this temple, we're talking about this, but what could be a possible solution to get out of, or to deprogram the whole thing? I mean, I'm just expressing concern.
People are listening to the media. The media is making these moral decisions for people. But if they could just read something like this, Queen Barhismati increased his energy. So, just by being, taking on the role of a faithful wife and encouraging him, he was able to do so much. So therefore, the potency between the two of them was equal, but it wasn't a material potency.
I have sort of a personal anecdote.
Yeah.
Just in relevant to what you're saying about how without the wife, you know, it's not, the husband's not able to properly execute his duties. I actually experienced this just this last week. My wife went out of town, and knowing that she had some plans, I was like, oh, I'm going to be, you know, even more effective. I'm going to, you know, wake up even earlier. I'm going to be doing all this stuff and all the work and things that I normally might not have a chance to do. I'm going to do it. And the exact opposite happened. I had no energy. Couldn't get to sleep, I couldn't wake up, you know, I was completely ineffective. And it's funny, and it's, you know, this purport is so appropriate, because I was wondering, what went wrong? Like, I had all these plans, you know, and then my wife goes out of town, and it just went off the rails. Like, and now that she's back, I'm, you know, I have more energy, I'm, you know, great, everything's fine. It's like, wow, you know. And there was some just potency by having her around. And again, this purport is so appropriate, because I was just wondering, what was going on there, you know? So,
thank you. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that.
Just a quick thing to say, that this is so-called equality, it's actually a cheating system, because it's well known. It's also something that studies have been made on, even though we all know it. It's a cheating system, because now the woman has to also get a job. She is still the one doing the cooking, the cleaning, and raising the child.
Right, right. So who's encouraging her? Who's giving her increased energy?
She has no encouragement. Yeah. The man just won't do it. So the woman is still, so the natural tendency is still there. So it's actually a cheating system.
So
thank you.
Prabhupada said that women live on women creation by the men, so they can take advantage of the women easier.
Hmm.
No problem.
It's such a paradigm shift for me. Back in India, you find, you know, places where women are so dedicated, and you know, and it's wonderful. The family's just like shining.
Mm.
And here I find both are racing. And as far as eating, there's McDonald's. As far as cleaning, you have people to clean for you.
Mom doesn't want to cook anymore. She's got no time.
Yeah, cooking, it's KFC and McDonald's, and they make money, and then you pay them, and you eat from them, and then you have people cleaning, and then both are slogging 12 hours, 14 hours a day. They hardly meet each other. And then they fall in love with somebody in their workplace because they spend more time with that person.
Oh, that's a whole another one.
And they spend more time with that person than their spouse. And then there's an extramarital child, and then there's a divorce, and then they pay alimony, and then...
And the woman is also, in the other, in the traditional sense, the woman is also, she's buying flour for $5, you know, 5 pounds for a dollar, making bread. Now the woman is earning all this money and is spending $4 a pound for loaf of bread. Understand?
Yeah.
So the woman, she was also contributing. Now they're making this money, but then they have to spend it to get other people to do what they would.
It's so convoluted. Yeah, it's so convoluted. Where's the satisfaction? Where's the happily ever after? But I really like what you were mentioning yesterday about two planets. When people get married, they are introduced to these two planets, and the two of them are gyrating around one another. And in the center is Krishna. That's the way to make it work. Are there any comments from this side? Outwardly, it seems like things are unequal, but everyone has their particular dharma. And if we just ask Krishna, where do you want me to serve you? In what capacity? He does answer, and he does give you satisfaction. That's been my experience. Gives you that satisfaction. The media is always going to be there telling women, you're not good enough. You're not enough this. You're not enough that. But Krishna tells you, you just serve me and purna, purnamida, fullness. It's right there. All you have to do is connect with the source. That's been my experience.
The media is controlled by the capitalists who want both men and women to be working, because then they have to pay enough for both people to make a living. Previously, if you work in a factory and they had to pay one man enough to raise up and have a house and a child, now they don't have to pay. They have to pay one man and a woman enough to raise a house and a child. That's why the capitalists and of course, the academics are doing it also.
Grantaral Srimad Bhagavatam Ki
Jai.
Thank you for listening.
It's such a nice, practical, and enlightening class. More than speaking some Rasa Leela, it's just.